Did we miss anybody tonight? Joan, you want to read something before we call it a wrap? You know, I get up at, I don't know, end of the mic, all right. I get up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and can't sleep. I wake and, I don't know, it's crazy, my dreams, everything's, my life is poetry. And there's things that really, that really bother me, some things, the senselessness of hurting people. I need so little in my life, and I'm really fascinated with all of you. Okay, and what I'm fascinated with is, what do I want, what do I have, what do I need? I know those answers. It's a philosophical issue. But I wake up all the time and I think, what do you need? You need nothing. What do you want? Nothing. What do you have? You have everything. You were sent here by something as poets. If you're going to be a poet, you have to come to terms with that. Now, you can write stuff and have fun with it. That's what poetry is supposed to be, fun. But you also, there's a connection there with the rest of the universe. I believe that. And you're going to have to come to terms with that someday, I think. Now, what bothers me most is when I see war. Now, you're too young, most of you, to really, I don't think any of you have been to war. If you have, maybe it would have been just the recent war that we've been in for 13 years. Back in 1965, before that, it was maybe 64, Galway Canal and highly known poets wrote a book against the Vietnam War before we really got committed into it. And then it went 10 more years. Back in the year 2000, okay, Galway Canal again, and I was one of the poets that protested the war. Now, what bothers me is the madness of it all. And I can feel this because I've seen war. Now, I'm watching what's going on in Ukraine right now and the horrific thing that's occurring. The only reason I have to give you this poem tonight. Now, the Ukraine, they shot that plane down. And if you followed, it was because their president, they wanted to bring him to trial, who was Russian puppet, you know, all this nonsense. But the same Ukrainians killed a million, their fathers killed 1,200,000 people in a place called Treblinka, okay, under the umbrella of, it was a complete execution camp. And I'm thinking, how do you do this? How do you wake up? And I wrote the book called The Evidence Room because of that. This is called Pink T-Shirt Fell and There Was No Food for Virtue. Some things are just hard to explain, and no matter how hard you try, no good explanation can be given, even if you think about it for a long, long time. I'm sad because they shot down a passenger jet over Ukraine, killing 298 people. Hard to explain, even if you were sitting on the seat right next to God and had the ear of all heaven. I keep seeing the pink T-shirt. I love Amsterdam and wonder what madness, what hatred, what were the orders? How can you ever sleep without hearing the explosion and hearing screams of the innocent over and over inside your head? I wonder how much land does one man need? How much food? How much justice, freedom, power, love, lust, money? How much blood spilled? How much blood does a man need to drink? How many times does a man go home and make love to his woman? And does he not hear the screams? And what should the world demand? Demand that justice be served? Demand the fingers of the man to push the buttons. Demand truth, the truth be told. Demand that the bodies be buried somewhere, anywhere, where tears will not wash the earth. It's hard to explain, and no matter how hard I try, I cannot silence madness and see only the cold winter of Russia, the wind ripping across their land. Awaken Dostoevsky from his grave and hear him shouting to the people, "Who is like unto the beast? Feed men," and then ask them, "Virtue?" I ask, who is the beast? How much food does one need to have virtue? Perhaps man should eat chunks of swine, or maybe man should drink the blood of whom? Whose blood should a man drink so that he might come to terms with any reason for killing of innocent people? What is the exchange? Maybe a man gives his soul. Maybe he eats his own soul. Eats his own soul dripping in the blood of swine. Maybe, just maybe, the man should order the button pushed, should dip the pink t-shirt in the field where the innocent fell screaming from the sky, and drink the piss of the beast. I have no explanation, nor reason for madness, and no matter how hard that I try, I cannot silence the screams. I could feel Neruda's resonance of the earth when I wrote that, and it's my own vanity, but I felt that this is for all of you, and I'm going to end it. I want to thank all of you as a great audience. I want to thank all of you for bringing your wonderful poetry this year. You're going to be a good poet, young fella. I like you. Policeman's daughter, it's fun listening to you, too. It was fun. Thank you. Thank all of you. And for you, doctor, thank you. And young lady, thank you. Joan, I can't thank you enough for the wonderful time we've had this year. And Dawn, it was great. It was a great year, and I hope we have a couple more left in us. This is what this is about. My little granddaughter's name's Sophia, and she already knows what a microphone is. Sophia's show. And this is all of you. Microphone? Did you say microphone? You have a microphone for me? Did you say read my poems? Sound man, where's the sound man? Check the sound. Music? Lights? Let the good times roll. I'd like to thank all the adoring fans. Thank you. Thank you. And once again, thank you. Good night.